This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We've heard the following line a lot recently. A company and a union have reached a tentative contract agreement, which still needs to be voted on by union members. Well, that is the case for Hollywood actors, Big Three auto workers, and some casino workers in Las Vegas. But as Marketplace's Henry Epp reports, these votes are not a rubber stamp.
Rank-and-file union members usually aren't directly involved in contract negotiations, so a ratification vote is their moment to have a say, says Rebecca Given, an associate professor at Rutgers School of Management and Labor Relations.
So they're really trying to assess whether this is the best they could have done or whether it would have been worth their while to stay out on strike longer to get something more.
Ahead of a vote, many union members will try to get as informed as possible on the contract details, she says, through formal meetings and caucuses organized by union chapters.
And workers will, of course, talk to each other.
And ideally, they won't find too many surprises in the contract, says Michael Lotito with the employment law firm Littler. If they do,
that suggests that there's a more fundamental communication problem, because when you agree to a contract, you're doing so with the hope and hopefully confidence that it's going to be ratified.
And if members vote a contract down, he says, union leaders' jobs may be in jeopardy, and employers face fresh threats of another strike. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Indeed, United Auto Workers members continue to vote on their tentative contracts with Ford, GM, and Jeep Ram's owner Stellantis. On Friday, workers at a GM assembly plant in Flint, Michigan, narrowly said no to the contract. Meanwhile, at some Ford plants in Kentucky, there's no aggregate tally, but production workers said no. Yet, skilled trade workers at those plants said yes, as UAW locals continue to vote.